The Story of Kay, Part 2. That first night, it carved itself into me, hollowed out. I was less a woman than a vessel, drained, scoured raw. They made me clean it all away. Every trace of what they'd done, until my skin burned and my knees trembled. Then the valets came, hands under my arms, lifting not with care but efficiency, like hauling a sack of grain. My legs buckled. They dragged me forward, my feet skidding over cold stone, the castle's corridors twisted, endless, swallowing my whimpers. Until a door, wooden, unremarkable. A shove between my shoulder blades and I was inside. You don't touch me. No. Mm-mm. Send water, towels, ointment. I'll do it. I said, oh, is it bad? Will it scar my back, my ass? No, not after. What? All orifices open. You dare quote their fucking rules at me. Just stop. I don't want your fingers in my pussy. No. Stop! Ow! Oh, no! A reward for taking your abuse. Oh! To sleep. Every. You don't need to do that. I'm not going to leave. Why? If I give up now, you're one. How can I? Bastard. I fucking hate. No. Get off. Get off me. Get off me. His final words to me were, eyes down my spine. Smart mouth, unruly temper, a disappointment. He'd leave my training to hands harsher than his. And if they failed, I'd be given away to someone without his softness. The whip marks still burned, but it was the emptiness inside that truly ached. The shackles had left their marks, but his abandonment had carved deeper. As the valet unchained me at dawn, I moved through my routines like a ghost, washing, dressing, eating without tasting. The other women's murmured words slipped past me. My downcast eyes hid more than obedience now. After breakfast, the valets led me to what appeared to be an office. That voice. Cool as a scalpel. My breath caught as memories flooded back to last night. The leader, his hands, his commands, the way he'd looked at me like I was something to be solved. Inspection pose. I don't know what that is. Hands behind my... but weren't permitted to look up. When I dared meet his gaze, those gunslinger eyes saw right through my anger. His calm voice brooked no argument, yet somehow didn't mock my pain. Yes. Yeah, no, he's gone. He prepared me for nothing and called me a disappointment when I failed. Smart mouth. Well, those were his words too. For daring to speak the truth. Yeah, no, I could just leave. I've been asking myself the very same question all night. I don't know. Something shifted as he held my gaze. My righteous anger began melting under his steady regard, replaced by something more confusing. when he whispered, "Kneel." The command settled in my bones before my mind could protest. "Yes, Master." "You're removing my collar? You're sending me away? You specialize in difficult cases. Is that what I am now?" "Of course I remember the vows. The one more clause. I am the Grand Master's property to keep or give. My will belongs to him." "Come," he said, and I crawled to him. Not to the monster I'd expected, but to the first anchor in my storm. As I took him in my mouth, his hand petting my hair, I hated how right it felt. The warmth, the safety, the terrible, comforting certainty of knowing exactly what I was meant to be. All day I kept him half hard between my lips, a living cock warmer while he worked. Clarity, he called it. When the bell tolled, a valet brought food. Master freed himself only to feed me morsels, let me sip from his cup, and then slid back into my mouth. My jaw ached and my pride burned. No. Already? Please, Master. Not the whip. Wouldn't fear it. You would teach me to crave pain? Yes, I have, Master. Nipple clamps and a butt plug. Yes. Yes, Master saw right last night. My Titus told it was virginal. Breaching it hurt. Inspection pose. Yes, Master. This time, I didn't hesitate. He rose. Chains whispering like snakes. "Pain," he purred, "is sophisticated." Tracing a clamp over my nipple. "Exquisite. Your brain won't know it from pleasure." "Yes, breathe. I know, Master." "Learn fast when you want. Now bend over the desk." "Please, Master. Please, no. Please, not the butt plug. Ow! Ow, I'm sorry, Master. I'm sorry." Push out.
Yes, Master. Oh. Oh. Yes. Control. Control.
Spread your legs wider, he ordered. You cunt. 30 slaps. Count them.
Yes, Master. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And it tingles, and I don't know. I don't know, Master. Breathe. Control. Yes, Master. Ten more. One.
Silence hung between us, with nothing but my breath to be heard. All orifices are yours, Master. Your cunt. Pleasure, he murmured into my ear. You don't know, do you? Just sensation. Fullness.
Your little virgin ass plugged, and you cunt. Full of your master's cock.
Yes. Oh, yes, Master. Breathe. And when I finish, you thank me. Ha ha.
After, he wiped my tears with his thumb. Not kindness. An owner polishing his favorite tool. I knew this was only the beginning.